And you are listening to the Class Reunion from 96.3 K-Room. Now, I'm not sure when I turn the switch up if I'm actually going to hear Gretchen or not. She said she was going to go grab a glass of water. She asked me if we had time for her to do that. And obviously she didn't get back yet, but she is with us, Gretchen Christopher from the Fleetwoods. And I'm not exactly sure what we're going to talk about this afternoon, because there's always so many things, because Gretchen is a very multidimensional person. I'm hoping
she...
I said, yeah, I knew you would pick up as soon as I said multidimensional. I knew it.
keep going. Multidimensional,
great sense of humor, multi-talented, singer, songwriter, dancer, choreographer, also appears at the local car wash and does windows. Hi, Gretchen. It's good to have you again. We're on the air, by the way, now.
Where am I?
No, we're on the air.
Oh, we're on the air.
Yeah, we're on the air.
Good.
I figured I would just kill time until you came back. I was telling the folks that you asked me if it was you had time to go get a glass of water, and I said sure. And I looked over at the commercial after you laid the phone down, and I went, oops.
Oh, thanks. I've been to the beach with my family, gathering for my mother's 98th birthday.
Oh, bless her.
Yeah.
And please wish her a happy birthday from all of us, will you?
I will.
That is wonderful. I had the opportunity of talking with Gretchen's mother about, close to a year ago, I guess. I was trying to find you one night, and I called you, and lo and behold, I thought I was talking to you.
Oh, isn't that funny?
Yeah.
My sister Sonia and I, our boyfriends would get mixed up and start talking to Mom because we all sounded alike on the phone.
Now, that can be dangerous.
Yes. We had no secrets because our boyfriends spoke to her as if they were us.
Well, how are things with you? You're busy again, aren't you?
Oh, very. And, of course, that's just kind of the way I am. I just always want to do more and more and cram in one more thing before I have to leave for the next appointment or whatever. And I am still doing, I'm just finishing the album, Gretchen Sweet 16. And I actually thought it was just about finished a year ago. In fact, the engineer did. But I was awarded a screenwriting scholarship down in L.A. And so I quickly had 10 copies of the album made up and took them down to L.A. for whatever purposes might crop up. But there was one song that I wasn't satisfied with. And I ended up, several different people happened to mention that wasn't their favorite song. And this was independent, and I felt the same way. And so I decided to write a new song and put it in there and give the album a lift. And it gives it's more revealing of my character, too. And when I say my character, I also...
And let me tell you, she is a character.
Well, you know, I see this thing, this Gretchen Sweet 16, as a Broadway musical.
Mm-hmm.
It is the story of my first love, and I fell in love when I was 16, and Vaz was 18. And we went steady for a year and fell in love, both of us, for the very first time. And then he went off to college, and I went off to pursue my career, and of course you know what happened on that.
And that was it.
Just incredible success, but loneliness at the top.
Now, I like the dramatic reading you just gave that. That would be a great way to start the Broadway play.
Well,
loneliness at the top.
Oh.
The story of Gretchen Christopher. Love found, love lost.
Yes. You've even got a little rhyme in there, unconscious rhyme. How nice.
Well, you know, it happens. Most everything I do is unconscious, Gretchen. When we set this interview up, you said to me, I think, now it's dangerous when I say I think, that this was the 50th anniversary of you meeting Voss?
Right. And actually, I should just say the 50th. It was actually the 51st. But I hate to admit, I'm 51 years past anything. But yes, we met 51 years ago today.
Mm-hmm.
And he actually, our best friends, had asked us if we would go out with each other. It would be a blind date for us, but if we would double date with them, because they wanted to start going together, but they didn't want to go alone.
Mm-hmm.
And so Buzz called me, and we decided that he should come out that day so that we could meet each other before the actual date. And I lived on the bay, and he took me rowing in, you know, one of our rowboats.
Mm-hmm.
And I had forgotten that part of it, but when we got together again after being apart for almost 40 years, he reminded me that this was the anniversary of the day that we met and that he wanted to take me rowing again. So he did, and I was, we were thinking that that was going to happen again today, but his mother died recently,
mm-hmm.
the day after the 4th of July, so he is busy sorting out all of that. So we didn't have our rowboat, but he's on his way over here now. He's exhausted. But she, I will add that she is responsible in large part for our being together, because after all these years apart and each of us being married to somebody else in July, by the way, we each were married in July, not knowing one another or what was going on in our lives. After I was divorced, and actually we were each divorced about the same time too, but didn't know it, weren't in touch in any way, I was performing in Europe and came back, and the newspaper wanted to do an interview on me, and it was, gosh, it filled the whole front page of the living section and then some. And a woman who was a subscriber got that paper and sent it to her son, and it turned, and he wrote me a letter at the college where I was teaching dance, and that man turned out to be my first love, Boz, from high school.
Oh.
I don't know if she had any idea it would bring us back together.
Now, that is a story and a half.
Yeah, it's just full of so many coincidences and so many...
Well, when you write the Broadway play, that story's got to go in it.
Yeah, maybe so.
Do you have a part for a balding middle-aged disc jockey?
Yeah, this wonderful guy that calls me for a celebrity interview series. Yeah, we can put that in too.
All right, that works for me. I'll even do it for nothing.
Wait a minute.
Did I just say what I thought I said? And the worst part about it, I have it on tape, too.
Yeah. No, don't forget to send me a copy of that tape.
No, I won't. One thing I'm not going to let you forget, your website.
She gave me,
Gretchen gave me this awesome responsibility before we went on the air, and she said, Kel, don't let me forget to mention the website.
Yeah, because I was interviewed last week, and the
announcer kept saying... She's going to forget, I know she is.
He kept saying, now you've got to mention where people can get your album. And doggone, I never did. You know, I get off on these stories, and I never did mention it.
You mean sort of like you're doing now.
Right. Oh, okay. Hey, everybody. You know, if you want to hear... samples of the songs, you can go to GretchenChristopher.com or Fleetwoods.com or TheFleetwoods.com. They'll all get you there, all ending in .com.
And you can also go to my website and click on artist links, and you'll see Gretchen mentioned yesterday that there's a little zero after artist links. Ignore that. For some reason, when our webmaster switched sites for us, and the zero appeared, but just click on artist links and you will see Christopher-Gretchen, or comma Gretchen, and Fleetwoods, comma the.
Right. Yeah, thank
Which
you.
Was your suggestion, by the way.
Oh, right, because I couldn't find us. Everybody was under the. The
uh-huh.
Fleetwoods, the Diamonds, the this, the that.
The Four Aces, the Letterman.
Yeah, I expected to be under F and G and C, and I was under T.
Well, you know, I didn't have you the Gretchen Christopher.
No, I hope someday I can be the Gretchen.
I love it. But if you go to those websites, you'll be able to find snippets. You like that?
Yeah.
I love using that word. Snippets of the album, Gretchen Sweet 16. And we'll play a couple of cuts from it this afternoon.
Yeah, that would be nice.
That's what we're here for.
Okay.
All right, Gretchen, let's climb into the Wayback Machine. I said to you when we talked the other day that you almost, it's sort of an unwritten law that if I talk with you, I have to play Come Softly.
Oh, yes, that's true. It's kind of our theme song.
Mm-hmm.
It was the first song that we wrote and recorded, and of course it went to number one in the United States and hit all over the world, and became the first gold record produced on a Northwest label by a Northwest artist. And I think we talked about this. Bing Crosby was a from the Northwest, but he was, you know, in Hollywood on Decca.
Right.
Didn't we find out that Decca was one of his labels?
Yes, I believe we did.
Yeah.
We found out a lot. We talk about so many things that I have trouble keeping up with it.
Me too.
I hope if anybody other than... Well, I have a very good friend who listens to the show all the time. His name is Jim Higley. And he is also a fan, not only of the show, but also of the Fleetwoods.
Oh, good.
And if we are wrong, he will tell me, and he has independent tapes that I can't get my hands on.
Huh.
But and if we talk about something again, and yes, Bing Crosby was on Decca, I just double-checked.
All right.
So anyway, back to the Northwest label, and it was tiny little Dalton Records.
Right.
Or Dolphin to begin with.
That's right.
And see, I remember all this.
Good.
And that became Dalton.
Mm-hmm.
And lo and behold, number one, Dalton, number one song. Not bad.
Yeah, record number one, and yeah.
And hit number one. It sold a million to him, and then it was re-released later on in Liberty. And we've talked about that before. I know we have, but let's give it a listen to it.
Dum 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 do dum do be do 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 dum dum dum.
My calypso dance story that went along with this, Gretchen?
Yeah, I think you said that you... Didn't you take dance lessons?
Yes, I did. And that was one of the songs that we learned to dance to.
That's great.
Also one of my favorite songs, too.
Ah, and the flip side, I Care So Much, we also wrote. And, gosh, 5 years ago, it turned out to be a favorite on the local college station, and I was teaching dance there and used it, and it's a great number for swing dancing. That's I Care So Much. And I was very, very tempted to put that on the album as well. But I didn't. I put Come Softly to Me and Graduation's Here and Blues Go Away, which is a very heavy, deep song.
Mm-hmm.
And Time of Love, which I've completely rearranged. But those are the only four that have been previously released. Well, these are new recordings of songs
right.
I wrote. And, of course, all of these are songs I've written. And I've written over six decades.
Did you just almost say I've rotten?
I'm rotten.
Did you almost say that you've rotten over six decades?
Oh, I don't know. Now, listen, if you start picking on me.
Yeah, I know. You have entirely too much ammunition against me, too, don't you?
Well, you just made me promise that I wouldn't.
Yes, and I so obviously I misheard you. Got myself out of that one, didn't I?
Yeah, and got me right out of my head. I don't know what I was even saying.
Well, we were talking about the four songs that were that you had written, and that these are new versions on the album.
Yes, that's right.
I think you finished your thought. I'm not 100% sure.
Well, there are 16 songs on the album. It's called Gretchen's Sweet 16, and that's at least a double entendre.
Mm-hmm.
It means that I am having my 16th leap year birthday, so
I'm
16.
Is that next year for you?
I wish it were, and I may have to shave a little off my age, you know. Because I intended to do this the year of my birthday, mm-hmm. and my gosh, I can't believe how much work is involved. In, you know, I've written all 16 songs. Some of them, as I say, four of them I had recorded before, and I had written many over the decades.
Mm-hmm.
But now, in some cases, I've rewritten and, of course, arranged them, going into the studio, recording them, indicating the arrangements that I want and the musicians that I want, and keeping my vision, because one of the things is that I told my engineer I want the voice to be up front because I want people to understand the lyrics. Because if not, why bother singing? You know, these things are telling a whole story from the first song through the 16th song. And also that I want very little reverb on my voice.
You don't need reverb on your voice. You don't have anything to hide in your voice.
Well, thank you. That's how I feel, too, that I just really dislike it when they slop a bunch of reverb on a voice, and it makes you wonder, well, you know, aren't they good enough to just sing it straight? And
golly, it's even sound great in reverb singing.
Yeah, and, you know, karaoke is very popular, and one of the reasons being that people can slap that reverb on, and it does sound neat, you know,
mm-hmm.
it really does. But when I sing, I like to hear myself, flaws and all, so that I perfect what I'm hearing as much as possible. But if I'm in reverb, I can't really tell. You know, it kind of smooths everything over. And I discovered in my own little home studio that I sing better if I'm singing naked, and I don't mean standing there like a jaybird, but if my voice does not have reverb.
I wasn't going there. I wasn't honest.
Oh, I know you
honest.
Would have, though.
No.
I know you, Kelly.
Well, I'll tell you what. Why don't we hold that story right there? I want to do the weather, and then that'll give us a whole bunch of time.
Okay.
All right. Are you ready? I'm going to tell you what the weather is. We're in the middle of monsoon season in northern Arizona, and you're listening to the Class Reunion from 96.3 KRIM, and Gretchen Christopher from the Fleetwoods, one of my favorite people, on the phone with me, and we'll be right back with her after we check the weather.
Forecast brought to you this hour by Ace Hardware and Nursery at 507 North Beeline Highway. Ace is proud to be a supporter of KRIM. Ace is the helpful place. Your KRIM weather forecast from the National Weather Service calls for a 50% chance of showers and thunderstorms all the way through Tuesday under mostly cloudy skies. Highs should be right around the mid-80s with overnight lows right around the mid-60s. And that's your KRIM weather forecast.
Howdy, folks. I'm Bill with Ace Hardware and Nursery. It's hot out there.
Oh, it's too hot.
And Rim Country folks are looking for ways to cool their homes. But honestly, it's just a little too late for that. Instead, folks should now be looking at ways to heat their home for the upcoming winter.
It's cold outside.
Don't you be one of those that waits till the season is upon us to take action. Plan ahead and get ready for the next winter season, because the Hearth Shop at Ace has all kinds of fabulous stoves and fireplaces you can choose from. We have a huge array of wood, gas, and pellet products that will keep you warm and toasty all winter long. And for your installation, service, and repair needs, ACE technicians are triple certified by the National Fireplace Institute to provide quality and professional workmanship to all of our folks in the Rim Country. Together, you and the Hearth Shop at ACE can get her done.
And you're listening to the Class Reunion from 96.3 KRIM. And I can say get her done to Gretchen. And get her done on that CD, because everybody's looking forward to it.
Mm.
I didn't tell you, but I did a disc jockey gig a couple of months ago, and I played a couple of cuts from it for people, and they sat there and they went, wow.
Ooh, really?
Yeah, they were slow dancing to it. They said, that is really great. What is it? Who is it?
Oh, I'm so pleased to hear that.
And I'm going to tell you, I have a gig tomorrow night, and I will guarantee you I'll play a couple of cuts and let you know what the response is.
All right, I'd like to know. Thank you.
Because it is a romantic album. It's a tragedy album. And I don't mean the album's a tragedy. I mean there's story of tragedy in there, the teenage angst and everything else. And love found, love lost, love found again.
Mm-hmm.
Man. it does have the makings of a Broadway play or a darn good soap opera.
It does. And what's so strange is that it's all true, you know, that I couldn't have made up a better story. I mean, if I had gone to make it up, I'd say, no, I can't do that because nobody'd believe it. That's just too... For instance, my three loves were all named Richard, and Voss is his nickname, Richard Vosberg. And then I married a Richard, and then I married another Richard, and then I got back together with my first Richard.
Okay. you're stuck on Richards, huh?
I guess, so beware if you're a Richard.
No, I'm not, so... Not even any Richards in our family that I know of. All right, Autumn Gold. She stopped.
Oh, I thought you were putting it on. Sorry.
I wanted you to talk about it.
Yeah, well, it's funny what I said about Reverb because this one I recorded in L.A. And there were some technical problems, and when the masters came back to me, they had more reverb than I wanted to have on it, but I was sort of stuck with it. So after that, it became a question of, do we match the reverb on that opening number, or do we, taper off and do it more the way I had in mind? Anyway, this is Autumn Gold, and it's dedicated to those we've loved and lost or lost track of.
When skies were autumn gold, we would walk down country lanes. Yes, hand in hand we'd stroll through sunshine and through rains. Sometimes beneath the trees rest there on the ground, then kiss beneath the leaves of autumn gold and brown. Then all too soon a chill set in,
is that very, very long piano note at the end, and the strings shimmering into that. That's really, it puts a picture in your mind, Gretchen.
Does it?
Yeah, puts. I'm sitting here, and the picture in my mind is not unlike Roger Williams' Autumn Leaves, which, you know, you just cannot hear that song without thinking of the autumn leaves falling by your window. And you can't, I can't listen to that song without thinking of a beautiful time of year.
Yeah, a video producer said he would love to do a video of me with that song because of that, because it's so visual and has such a storyline.
I can see you. I've got this thing running through my mind right now. It's producing in my mind, believe it or not. But I'm seeing you standing there looking out in a meadow. There's deer playing in the meadow, fawns and adult deer.
Ooh.
Yeah, you
getting
like
shivers.
Like this, do you?
Yes.
So, there's a pond right there. There's leaves that float down and hit the pond. Something similar to one of the scenes from On Golden Pond.
Getting waves of shivers as you describe
this. Really? Wow.
Really?
Well, please feel free to use it. If you decide you're going to make a video and you want to use any of that, go right ahead. Doesn't bother me a bit.
Thanks so much.
Just give me credit.
Oh, boy.
At the end, you know, some ideas inspired by some guy in Arizona.
Well, that reminds me of another song I've written called Christmas Is You. And I have such a visual on that, and so do other people. And a lot of people wanted me to include that in this album. And I could have, but I think I'll be doing another album that will include that sometime. And then there's another thing, I Am an Angel, that people who have heard it are just very, very struck by. So those things will have to be a future project. But first, I've got to finish this one. So I should have told you, too, that... I just went in the studio and re-recorded the latest song I wrote, and I have Alan White on drums. Alan is from Yes, and he also recorded Imagine with John Lennon and some Harrison songs as well. He has just an incredible website. You know, his discography goes on and on. So he came to my rescue because I needed... I went to the birthday party of the person who sings Barbara's part, my local replacement here. Mm-hmm. I also have another replacement on the East Coast, my cute cousin Karen Cohn from Connecticut. But anyway, my local replacement was having a birthday, Elsa Dorian, and they had a jam session, and I played this new song, which you're not going to hear today, but it's called Everything I Want to Be. And her fiancé got on drums and repeated that, you know, everything I want to do, I'll do with you. I don't know if you could hear that, but he did the drum part that reiterated what I had, the rhythm of what I'd said, and I just loved it. And I said, we should record that, and he said, but I'm not a drummer. He's a guitar player and a singer. And now he's off to France and Austria, so anyway, I asked Alan White, we had talked before about his playing on this, and I'd said, but you have to, he said, yes, he'd be interested in playing on it, but I said, but you have to be able to play in my style. And he said, well, you obviously don't know my playing, or you'd know I can play in any style.
And after you wipe the embarrassed look off your face.
Yeah, that's true, that's true. But anyway, we spent a day in the studio and part of another day and laying down tracks, and then my doing some editing and everything, because all of this, see, I'm doing since I'm producing. I'm writing the songs, I'm arranging them, unless in some cases I get somebody else to arrange it, and recording it, paying to have it recorded, and editing. So it's, you asked about the process of making an album, and it is very, very much more than I anticipated, and just decision-making and all sorts of things. And I value everybody's input, because I think most people love music, and if you love music, then your opinion is valid, as far as I'm concerned. And so I listen to my listeners.
And I bet you would take feedback from your site, too, after they hear the snippet, wouldn't you?
Oh, I would. I'd love to hear from people.
I know you've asked me on a couple of occasions what I thought about something, and I really, number one, I feel honored that you asked me, but number two, I also feel a little bit intimidated by that, because I am not a musical person as far as a performer. I play music, and I know what I like when I listen to it, and I guess maybe that's what you were looking for.
I just, you know, a sincere human reaction or response. Of course, the response is something where you're going towards something, and a reaction is where you're driven away from something.
Some guy named Einstein had a theory about that, I think.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, I believe so. Opposite, for every action, there's a reaction or something close to that. Einstein's theory of relativity.
But I like him. I mean, I think I would like him. I wish we were friends. I wish he were alive.
Yeah, he would be one of those neat people you would like to sit down and talk with.
Yeah.
We could go on about those all afternoon, because I know that we share some feelings about people that we wished we would have met along the way. And, golly, it'd be kind of neat. Well, I want to do a commercial break here, and when we come back, we're going to go back to Vintage Fleetwoods for just a brief period, okay?
That'd be great.
Alrighty. You're listening to the Class Reunion from 96.3 KRIM. And on the phone with me today, Gretchen Christopher from the Fleetwoods. And always a good time when Gretchen's with us. And we'll be right back.
And I'm Dan.
And we're from RIM Sight and Sound. Hey, Dan, I've got a new novel idea. It's called Service After the Sale. What do you think?
Nah, it'll never work.
Well, you know, I know nobody seems to be doing it anymore, but I think that's what we need to build our business on. Service after the sale. Because of all the new technologies that are out there today, the DLP, the plasma, the LCD TVs, it's very tough to understand what's going on in this industry. We come out to your house, set everything up, and show you how to run everything step by step. What do you think?
Sounds like a good idea to me.
Well, let's try it. Let's see how it works. You know, the new technologies today are very scary for a lot of people. And we can ease their mind and show them how easy it is and the beautiful pictures that are available today on these televisions. RIM Sight and Sound, and there you will see and hear what you've been missing.
214 West Main.
Hi, I'm Kathy Hall, underwriting manager for KRIM FM. We're joining Star Valley RV and introducing the 125th Anniversary Committee. The special wagon designed and donated to the committee by the Payson High School youth. The beautiful buckle commemorating this event. And the 125th Anniversary pin, Payson Regional Economic Development Center, will be on hand with volunteers to fill you in on the latest tourism information. And Star Valley RV will be official hosts to this exciting event. This Sunday, July 29th from 10 to 4. Luxurious RVs, compact weekenders, and many wonderful and exciting prizes. We'll have music, food, and lots of fun. You'll see all the excitement, meet the Payson Town leaders, and discover why people from this area love Star Valley RV, and why Terry, the new manager, has been able to put so many local people behind the wheel of their dream machine. The Pepsi Wagon, pizza from Pizza Hut, music, and you, Sunday from 10 to 4, in the parking lot in front of Sears.
They're all going to Holman Hanger Appliances. People are finding all the appliances they need to furnish their new or weekend homes. You know what? They tell me that some of their friends have furnished their vacation homes and saved enough to take a second cruise. So I guess it's safe to say that Rim Country residents are lucky to have Holman Hanger close by. And they've added Crosley to their line. Owner Michael Kaiser says they take your used appliances when they install your new. Yes, Holman Hanger is filled with great new merchandise in A1 condition. But I have fun looking for other stuff with scratches and dents.
Wow!
There goes another group of satisfied customers. Holman Hanger Appliances, 1305 Red Baron Road, by the airport, where scratches and dents save you dollars and cents.
And you are listening to the Class Reunion, and we are brought to you in part by Mike at Holman Hanger Appliances. And on the phone with me, Gretchen Christopher from the Fleetwoods. And thanks again for being on with us, Gretchen. It's always good to have you here.
Oh, you're welcome.
See, this is really what, time three or time four for us?
I think this is 3, but I'm not certain.
I've lost track, too, to be honest with you. But it's always a good time because we can find out some neat things, and we find out a little bit more about the soul of Gretchen Christopher as we go along.
Yeah.
And you're not sure you want that, right?
Oh, no, I'm perfectly happy with that.
We're going to run back in time, and we're going to go back, let's see, how far? About 1961. I hate to remind you that it is back that far.
Right. It's hard to believe.
Yep. And we're going toward tragedy. And this is one of these songs. It's just a great song.
It is, yes.
Do we have any more setup for it?
Well, sure, if you like.
Oh, sure.
It was originally a hit by
Thomas Wayne,
right? Mm-hmm. And was a song that I loved and that we Fleetwoods loved. And so we just redid it. I don't know if we were just singing for the fun of it and Bob Reisdorf liked it or what. But anyway, I led a completely different arrangement than what Thomas Wayne had, you know, as far as the fills. I like to create answer lyrics and, of course, a lot of this is whoa, whoa, and things of that sort that are just lots of feeling. And, of course, Barbara is wonderful, always following me and blending and following my dynamics so that, it was just a pleasure to sing together. And this one was the first one that we recorded live in L.A., in Hollywood, at United Recorders, which is where, I didn't even know it then until I literally ran into Frank Sinatra in the studio, but that's where all the biggies recorded, and I guess we were biggies too, and I just didn't realize it. But we did this with a live orchestra, live musicians, the first one, Tragedy.
Wind and my dark has come, you've gone from me. Whoa, tragedy. Oh, come back. Have me.
You're right, and I'm wrong.
Yeah. I can vouch for that now that I hear it again.
Yep. I for some reason in the middle of that, it just sounds like a horn.
Well, it did from a distance here. You know, I wasn't hearing it clearly as you were broadcasting it. But, yeah, I agree. Maybe it's the compression. Maybe it brings it out as a stronger sound than it originally was. I don't know.
That could very well be, because I was just sitting here thinking as you said that, the compression techniques from back in the days when it was recorded, 1961 till 2007, have changed dramatically. And the fact that it is, you know, it is a different type of compression that we're using now than if you heard it on AM radio, it would sound totally different.
Yeah,
and that may explain something too, because of a comment that you made to me one time that the song sounded different on the air.
Yeah, it really did. In fact, it actually concerned me because my new songs sounded very different. I can't really explain it, but you said perhaps it was the compression because, of course, they've been compressed in the studio in the mastering process, and then in your studio they're being compressed again. So, you know what it makes me think of is if one makes a copy of a picture and there are all these pixels, and then you make another copy of that pixelated picture, it can cause a moiré pattern, it's called.
Really?
Yeah, and so I guess you have to get a matching screen so that the dots match or the pixels match. I think that's how it goes.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm learning something that I didn't know. Photography is not my strong suit. I know which end of the camera to point and which end to look through.
Yeah, well, I don't know that much about it, but the newspapers have tried to explain it to me, and if any of the fans want to explain it further, just go to the websites. And you were talking about giving me feedback, and I said, yes, I'd love it. When you go to the website, if you want to hear those sound clips again, just click on, well, the easiest way is merchandise, and it'll take you right to a little bit of the story, and then scroll down, and there are the whole list of songs, and there are 7 that have sound clips. And then if you want to give me some feedback, go back up to the top where those links are, where you found merchandise link, and on the right-hand side there, it says email us, and it'll just click on that, and it'll send an email to gretchen@thefleetwoods.com.
Cool. And that is, of course, the website.
Thefleetwoods.com.
Thefleetwoods.com.
Uh-huh. Or those links are also linked to GretchenChristopher.com, www.GretchenChristopher.com, and Fleetwoods.com. So as long as you do the .com, you pretty well got it covered.
And if all else fails, you can go to my website, click on Artist Links, and just scroll down until you find Fleetwoods or Gretchen Christopher and click on the top thing on my links and it'll take you right to their website.
Yeah, and another way is on the left-hand side it says Fleetwoods bio or homepage on the links, and right beneath that it says Gretchen's bio or homepage. Mm-hmm. And if you click on that, it will take you to some information that I hope will be interesting to you.
And make sure you have your speakers on when you do that.
Oh, yeah. Then you can hear some of the songs automatically, right?
Yes, exactly.
And then you can scroll down there, too, and pick up the sound clips that way.
I want to jump into Gretchen's Sweet 16 again.
All right.
And of the cuts that we haven't played, which one do you want to play?
Oh, my goodness. Oh, that's so hard for me.
Isn't it tough? Because they're all so darn good.
You've got Sweet 16, which tells the story in mm-hmm. in a encapsulated form or something.
Let's do that.
All right.
All right. The encapsulated form, the story of Gretchen Christopher. Any more to say about it than that?
Just that it tells of my first love, Voss, and he's in my life again, and I am Sweet 16 again.
I wasn't sure where we were going to go.
When I was 16,
from there, I'll be honest with you.
You were 18, the older man in my mm-hmm. life. We fell in love for the very first
oh, yeah.
time. who knew it would last all your life.
Sure, we'll use that as our
I went my way, pursued all my dreams, reached the unreachable star. Left you behind, never looked back, never dreamed you still loved from afar. Then decades later you wrote me a letter. It reached me the month of my birthday, 1,000 miles away. You'd lived 40 years, yet somehow your soul was still thirsty. Months later we met, we read our old yearbooks, the history of our love affair. Tasted the kisses and toasted the moment, slept separately still unaware. If your burning love could rekindle my own, and somehow my flame would be lit, I cried as I thanked you for making it right. After all of these years, I felt it. Now I'm sweet 16, you're my older man, like a couple of kids from the past. Laughter and love make our lives like a movie. Could our first love become our last? Yes, I'm sweet 16, you're my older man, but not just the same as before. No more, Mr. Blue, you've come softly to me, so our first love could grow.
It does sound differently to me also, but I'm listening here in the studio off air, and it is definitely bringing the background up a shade. And that has to do with the process, the overall processing. 10 seconds, call back. And I think everybody heard what I was saying on during that.
Do you think so? Really?
Yeah, I think I had the microphone up. I'm not 100% sure.
Oh, they'll have to write and let us know. That's a kid.
We didn't say anything bad, did we?
No, that would just be a very candid conversation.
We were talking about the song, and Gretchen was asking me some questions. What did I think? Did I think the instrumentation needed to come up a little bit? And I said, no, and I think it's, you know, we were talking about the technicalities of how a song actually sounds on the air.
Yeah, and that may be very different from how it sounds at home, you're saying.
Yeah, I definitely think so. It definitely sounds different. Anyway, if we talked over it, okay. Well, you heard some very candid comments and some opinions that I gave to Gretchen.
I hope it didn't obliterate the lyrics and the story, because it's kind of fun to have the story. That's track 16. That is the final track on the album, and it just kind of it reprises the whole story in one song. It covers 6 decades.
Mm-hmm.
And the song that we heard earlier, Autumn Gold, is song number one, and then we flash back to high school and to Come Softly, which is the original song I wrote, from which Come Softly to Me evolved. And it's on the album as we recorded it, which was a cappella. It's a recreation of that, of course, a new recording. But it was a hit, even in just the form that it is, which had no male lyrics. It was just the original lyrics I wrote and original melody I wrote, and then Barbara harmonizing, and then Gary providing, well, he didn't mean for it to be a background, but I heard him singing that dum-dum-dum-dum-dum, and I asked him to keep it up but slow it down.
Yep.
And then I arranged my melody and lyrics against that dum-dum part in counterpoint, and he didn't, anyway, It was very catchy, and the high school kids just loved it, even though, as I say, it
yes, we did. Thank you very much.
You are very welcome.
I had to kid you because I was in high school, of course, when that came out. I have to do something official right here. You're listening to KRIMLP Payson and translators at 98.9 and 99.7, covering the greater Rim Country. Okay, that takes care of the legal stuff.
Do your listeners know about your new business?
Yes, as a matter of fact, we've been running commercials for it.
Well, I was going to say, it seems like... So are you going to continue the program, but just not continue the celebrity interviews?
No, the program as well. The 24th of September will be the last day for the class reunion.
Wow.
The class reunion, it is a wonderful show, and I appreciate the nice the great comments that you gave to me in the email, but it is a very labor-intensive show. Because there's a tremendous amount of research that has to be done to make sure that I have the music that I want, and of course, and you know, you're putting together an album.
Right.
And... to do a three-hour show takes about 5 hours to set it up. So, you know, it's just one of those things. But, it has been a very neat experience. It's something that I have wanted to do. And I have not closed the door to the fact that maybe in the future I will have the opportunity to do the show again.
Yeah, I just thought that it could actually support the advertising of your business.
Well, it's taking valuable time out of the business, which is... You know, that's something that I'm very fortunate, the gentleman that we bought the business from, and we're actually kind of talking about this on the air, because Gretchen, thank you for opening the door, and I didn't even pay you for that, did I? But the gentleman we bought the business from, Ralph Schlesler, founded Cruiseport Travel here in Payson a number of years ago, and he has stayed with us and will be with us for quite some period of time as we learn the finite details.
Well, that's great to have him for the transition.
Yep, sure is.
Yeah.
Besides that, he likes my coffee, so he can't be all bad. Anyway, we have time to do one more song, and I wanted to do this. You mentioned it, and I'm very pleased that you remembered that my wife liked this song very much.
So let's dedicate it to her.
All right, sounds like a good one. Her name is Carol. You can do the dedication.
Okay, Carol, I hope you don't feel the way this song expresses. I actually wrote this when I was 19, and came out of me as a cry against the walls of the motel room where we were recording in Hollywood. Blues go away.
I've got the blues, a sickness much too bad to cure with booze. And so I'll open up my heart that you may look and laugh or weep as you choose. Blues go away, bad news every day. When the sun is shining, it is only just reminding me the rains came yesterday, and I'm on my way to a storm of sadness much too black and blue for sun to shine away. So when the birds sing, I only sigh. And when the winds wail, go away, bad news here to stay in the blue. night I cry and hope I'll never face the day. Oh.
That is just one very pretty song. I mean, it's a tragedy, but it's a pretty song because it's got so much emotion in it.
That it did. It does. In fact, when I sing that live, and that is a more recent performance of it, you know, that I recorded, it takes a lot out of me.
I bet.
And but a little humor gets me back to speed.
I think any artist that really gets into their music, and especially in your case, because you write it, and you know the feeling that you want to project with a song, and you project that feeling, and it's physically draining.
It can be, you know, certainly for that song, that is the most draining. Interestingly, I love MacArthur Park, and Jimmy Webb wrote that, and he invited me to his show at the Hollywood Roosevelt Hotel, and I was delighted, and I asked him if he was going to do MacArthur Park, and he said, no, I used to, but it just takes too much out of me. I don't do it anymore.
That is, again, a labor-intensive song.
Yeah. Oh, wonderful, wonderful song. Yeah.
Yep. Well, Gretchen, we have talked an awful lot this afternoon. Got the chance to play some great music and find out a little bit more about Gretchen Christopher that we did not know. We remind you about your website, and it is www.gretchenchristopher.com or www.thefleetwoods.com.
Right. Thank you. I appreciate it. And I would love to hear from your listeners.
And I'm sure, I certainly hope you will.
I hope so, too.
And thank you so much. It has been a very big pleasure to have you on the show again, and we'll look forward. Number one, I'm still looking forward to meeting you in person. This is something I want to do, and I'm looking forward to seeing you perform in person.
Well, I look forward to that too, and thank you for thinking me for one of your final interviews.
Well, I had to pick some of my favorites, and
well,
you're right there.
Well, thank you.
By the way, you're the only. Incidentally, you're the only woman.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Oh, the only woman you've interviewed? Or?
No. You're the only woman that's in my final favorites of interviews.
Oh, well, I appreciate that.
So you are representing your gender very well.
Well, thank you, and I'll look forward to receiving a recording of this in the mail so I can see what did we really talk about, and
yeah.
Was the mic open when we were talking?
I'm going to, trust me, I'm going to go home and listen to the tape.
I want it unedited.
You will get it unedited, but the other person, oddly enough, just happens to be the other leap year baby.
Oh, Joe Giglio, isn't
Yeah, Joe Giglio will be with us, and he is our final interview, and they may take us off the air before we're done with the interview that day. Because he always has some jokes.
You say that again. You did the interview.
No. They may take us off the air before we have
oh,
that on that final
oh,
day.
I see.
Because Joe's jokes sometimes are something else.
Well, you say hello to him for me.
I will do that. Gretchen, thank you so much. My best to Voss and to your mother, and a happy 98th to your mom.
Thank you so much, Kel.
And coming up next week on the class reunion, either he will be here live on the phone or we'll be replaying an interview we did last year with Mel Carter. And right now, let's head back to the class of 65 after we get the singers together.
Kelly Watts!
I dig rock and roll music and I love to get the chance to play.